I call this meeting to order on Tuesday, August 19th, 2025 in the Joe Crowley Student Union, Frankie Sudell Papa President's Conference Room at 4:12 p.m. We will now move on to line item 2, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of Numu, Northern Paiute, Washu, Washo, Niue, Western Shoshone, and Nuwu, Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to serve as a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we acknowledge their profound connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. We will now move on to line item 3, roll call.
Event programmer Alvaron.
Absence excused.
Event programmer Barrera. Present. Event programmer DeForno.
Here.
Event programmer Gomez.
Present over Zoom.
Event programmer Carradinas.
Present over Zoom.
Event programmer Lockwood.
Present over Zoom.
Event programmer Price.
Absence excused.
Assistant director Guile.
Absence excused.
Assistant director Patel.
Present.
Director Krentz.
Absence excused. We will now move on to line item 4, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we will move on to line item 5, minutes. There are no minutes to approve. We will now move on to line item 6, reports, starting with programmer Barrera.
Okay. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all doing well and enjoying this last week of break. For my event, everything is pretty smooth sailing at this point. We got our Amazon request approved late last week, and then all of our PO forms finally got approved after weeks of working through that, so that's a big win. Besides that, programmer Lockwood and I are just working closely to get all the finishing touches done, staying in contact with the people we've been contracting, our vendors, and then, yeah, just planning what next week looks like, really.
Perfect. Are there any questions for programmer Barrera? Seeing none, we will move on to programmer DeForno's report.
Well, Super Swirl just got approved for my event, so that's good news. I'm trying to get all the food vendors possible to get approved. There's a little issue there, but it's kind of sorting itself out. The vendors are getting their documents in ever so slowly, but they'll do it. Everything else has stayed the same, sort of. The budget has basically stayed the same as well since the last meeting because all the vendors are going to get a set amount. Everything else was set in place. The thing that did change was we did get a quote from UNRPD. That was pretty high, but we reallocated some of the money with the loss of one vendor to compensate for that. So we're gonna get that sorted out as well. But other than that, things are looking promising from here on out, so yeah.
Are there any questions for programmer DeForno? Seeing none, we will move on to programmer Gomez's report.
Can you guys hear me? Okay. Nothing. Wallow. Okay. Hi, everyone. I hope you guys are all doing well. I'm sorry I couldn't make it in person today. I'm currently in a side of it, mental roofer science bib. Though paint the end putting is pretty much complete, we received the paint from our donor, David, and should be receiving more sometime this week. The Little Caesars order is being placed this Friday or Saturday per manager request for 1 to 2 days in advance. Vehicle requests were recently submitted. We're just waiting approval, and I need to submit my certificate for that, which we're not sure if we'll get it before paint the end, which will just have us driving our own vehicles, which is fine with me. Buses have been confirmed as well as gate access, and yeah, we look forward to paint the end and the rest of Welcome Week.
Are there any questions for programmer Gomez?
Luis Segura, Associate Director, City Government. Can you clarify what you meant by driving your own vehicles? The reason I'm asking is you have access to the sedan and the truck, so those can be reserved ahead of time. Please try to avoid your own personal vehicles for the event.
Yes.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are there any other questions for Programmer Gomez? Seeing none, we will now move on to Programmer Kara Danis' report.
Me and Zion haven't had a chance to meet recently, so we are going to meet either today or tomorrow. Steph's getting our Amazon list done and getting all the slides ready. I just went down to the charity which we're going to be donating the clothing to today to monitor about the bird boxes. You know, I want to get them ahead of time, it's just an isolated area there. And they said that they can get them at the very latest Friday, which I'm fixing it, I believe, but I'm just trying to keep in contact with them to keep everything cool on that front. So, other than that, I think we'll. Okay.
Perfect. Does anyone have any questions for Programmer Kara Danis? Seeing none, we will move on to Programmer Lockwood's report.
Hello everyone, sorry I couldn't be there in person today. I hope everybody is doing good. Me and Programmer Barrera have been working on our event, and as you said, we kind of got everything pretty much settled. Me and Mitch also went around yesterday and hung up posters for Welcome Week, so a lot of the events are out, and then I've been in contact with a couple different bus companies for the Nelly concert that they're going to have on Thursday, and that's basically it.
Are there any questions for Programmer Lockwood? Seeing none, we will now move on to my report. So President Ogilbot and I discussed the need to increase the number of paint buckets available for Paint the N. Due to a high level of student interest. So we'll be doubling the amount of paint that we were donated. And in preparation for the event, I've also contacted TMWA, REMSA, UNRPD, and the Washoe County School District to confirm their service times. And we've also adjusted the time requested for REMSA's presence at the event. Instead of being scheduled from 10 to 1 p.m., they're now going to be present from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and as a result of this, our overall quote from them has also decreased. Are there any questions for me? Yes.
Okay, sorry. Luisa Aguilar, Associate Director for the record. When you say REMS is going to be there later in the day, so are they going to be there by the time students get up to the end?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they will be.
All right.
Because we are planning on having the buses arrive at the location at around 11:20, so REMS is already going to be there at the mountain at 11. Yes. Are there any other questions for me? Perfect.
UNRPD.
Yes.
UNRPD. Yes. University Police.
Yes.
Will they be up there too?
Yes.
Friday before students get up there.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. We will now be moving on to line item 7, old business, and we'll be starting with the Paint the N budget.
Okay, so our cost per student changed to $7.54 due to line item number 9, drawstring bags, 100 pack, went up to $50.39 for 2 or times 2, which comes out to $119.98 from Amazon. Changing our line number 10, our miscellaneous, at $150.77, making our total event budget $1,507.76 and total ASUM budget of $1,658.53.
I am seeking to amend the Paint the N budget by unanimous consent. Programmer Barrera?
So moved.
Is there a second? Programmer DeForno?
Second.
Is there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, this motion passes. We will now be moving on to the Taste of Reno budget, which I will be going over. So their cost per student has changed to $10.77. And then from line item one, Antonio's Grill has been changed to $300. Famous Dave's has been changed to $284. French fries and pizza have been changed to $604.52. And Numb and Boba has been changed to $358.80. And Michael's Deli has been changed to $570. And these foods will be from Noble Pie, Numb and Boba, and Michael's Deli. Moving on to line item two, the vendor for DJs has been changed to Ethan Brunk. And moving on to line item three, the 360 photo booth vendor has been changed to Bijou Photos. Moving on to line item six, their miscellaneous is $390.78, making their total event budget $3,907.12, and their total ASUM budget to be $4,297.83. I move to amend the Taste of Reno budget by unanimous consent. I am making a motion. Sorry, I'm so sorry. I just lost where I was. I am seeking to amend the Taste of Reno budget by unanimous consent. Programmer Barrera?
So moved.
Is there a second? Programmer DeForno?
Second.
Perfect. We will now be moving on to the Wolfed Down budget.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm so sorry. Is there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, this motion passes. Now we will be moving on to the Wolfed Down budget.
So, first, our cost per student changed to $2.03. And then going down to line item eight, the, I guess like the amount of water we're getting changed, we're getting now six cases for $23.88, and that's from Sam's Club. And then going down to line item 21, we had to pivot because we couldn't find any griddles, any gas griddles like we used to get, besides the two from Celebration. So now we are getting six table griddles for $22.88 each, which will take us to a total of $137.28, and that's from Walmart. And then going down to line item 24, the batter mixture and bacon, we got a quote from Silver and Blue Catering, and they're charging us $1,893.04. And then line item 25, we decided to add on some whipped cream since we have a good chunk of additional money. So we got 30 cans of 13-ounce whipped cream, $3.48 each, for a total of $104.40 from Walmart. And then line item 27, from Amazon, we got a 4-pack of 18-quart containers to put the batter mixture in, which is a total of $100.99. And then we got a chafing dish buffet set. We got three of them for $38.99 each, which brings us to a total of $116.97 from Amazon. Which brings our MISC to $921.15, our total event budget, to $9,211.52, and then our total ASUN budget to $10,132.67.
I am seeking to amend the Wolf It Down budget by unanimous consent. Programmer DeForno.
Yes.
What do you say? So moved.
So moved.
Is there a second? Programmer Kara Danis? Is there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, this motion passes. We will now be going over the Club Fair budget, which I will be going over. So our cost per student is 26 cents. Moving on to line item one, Little Caesars Pizza will be getting 100 cheese pizzas and 100 pepperoni pizzas, each for $6.99, which makes our total amount to be $1,398 from Little Caesars Pizza. Moving on to line item two, our miscellaneous is $139.80, making our total event budget $1,398 and our total ASUM budget to be $1,537.80. I am seeking to amend the club fair budget by unanimous consent. Programmer Barrera?
So moved.
Is there a second? Programmer DeForno?
Second.
Is there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, this motion passes. We will now be moving on to the GLOPAC Festival budget.
I'm gonna read off of this. Yeah, so if you could go down a little bit more where that starts.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the GLOPAC Festival. It's gonna be on the KC Lawn and the Gateway Plaza. Expected attendance is 1,000. Cost per student is $15.97. It's going to be from 5 to 10 p.m. on August 29th. So ESI security didn't change. That's still $771.15. UNRPD recently just came in. This was a change, $2,160. The food vendors in total is going to be $3,472.75. Raising Cane's is going to get $959. Kona Ice is going to get $513.75. Buzz Coffee, Rick's Pizza, Letty's Tacos, and Super Swirl will get $500. Games and blow-ups, this has been the same since, with $4,615 in total for all of the fun events, things, that looks like, yeah. The glow wristbands were purchased already for $1,987.83 from Amazon. The REMSA quote got reduced recently for $365. That was because of the time change for one less hour. The JCSU staging quote came in for $1,152. That is relatively new as well. That brings the miscellaneous 10% buffer to $1,452.37. For a total of that budget of $14,523.73, with a total ASUN budget of $15,976.10.
I am seeking to amend the GLOPAC Festival budget by unanimous consent. Programmer Barrera?
So moved.
Is there a second? Programmer DeForno?
Second.
Is there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, this motion passes. We will now be moving on to line item 8, new business. We're going to discuss the Nugget and ASUN Nelly concert, which I will be going over. So the event name is Nugget and ASUN Nelly concert. The location is The Nugget. Our expected attendance is 600 students. The date will be August 21st and the time will be 6:30 p.m. Our cost per student is $15.97. Moving on to line item one, the Washoe County School District busing is costing us $5,000 from the Washoe County School District. Moving on to line item two, our miscellaneous is $500, which makes our total event budget $5,000 and our total ASUN budget $5,500. I am seeking a motion to approve the budget for the Nugget and ASUN LA concert. Before that, I'm going to ask for 3 discussion points. Programmer Barrera.
Wait, what company are you? What company are you getting the buses from?
The Washoe County School
District.
Like
the Washoe County School District. Any actually,
yeah.
I guess.
Is there any other questions?
You said they're funding this budget. The Washoe County School District is paying $5,000 for buses, or is it?
No, we are paying
$5,000.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm looking for one more discussion point.
How are students going to buy a ticket to this event and where?
I think the tickets are going to be at the Nugget.
Okay.
I'm not entirely sure though. And they might be available online as well.
Okay. So we're just partnering with them and then.
I think Nugget is taking care of majority of the
stuff. Okay.
Yes.
But we're just providing some transportation.
For students, yes.
Okay.
Are there any other questions? Seeing none, I am seeking a motion to approve the budget for the Nugget and ASUNLA concert. Programmer Barrera?
So moved.
Is there a second? Programmer DeForno?
I second.
With that, the motion passes. We will now be moving on to line item 9. Public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Yes.
Lisa Gladden, Assistant Director of City Government, for the record. As you're getting prepared for your big week, I want to make sure that you take time for yourselves, be your friends, be your family, get ready for school. Remember that that's the reason you are also here. So make time for your wellness too and prepare for a good semester. Thank you. That's a great job.
Thank you. Moving on to line item 10, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 4:33 p.m. on Tuesday, August 19th, 2025, in the Joe Crowley Student Union, Frankie Sudell Papa, President's Conference Room.
Nice. Slay.